Now, yeah, we mentioned that article about the benefits of walking backwards. And as I said, I remembered we once spoke to a man who runs backwards and we have him on the line. Garrett Doherty. Hello, Garrett.
Yes, Ray. How are you getting on?
Good to talk to you again. Four-time backward running world champion.
That's correct.
Spectacular.
Retro running, yes.
Did you run the whole Dublin City Marathon backwards?
I did in 2010, yeah, 5.5 hours for Paralympic Cycling Ireland charity. My father ran with me as a guide.
Well done.
I managed to do it without stopping.
And you didn't fall?
No, I didn't fall once.
Right.
Yeah, I was delirious afterwards. I almost forgot to pick up my medal. Right. My father was saying.
Yeah. So what, when you say delirious?
Yeah, well, 5.5 hours of running backwards, it's bad enough doing it forward, but I was just, he said I wasn't fully there.
No, it's disorientating, I would imagine.
Disorientating, exactly, yes.
Yeah. So retro, it's called retro walking.
Yeah, it's got a name.
Yeah, yeah. This thing in the BBC today says the benefits are huge, both physically and mentally.
Massive, yes. It's an ancient art.
Right.
It will burn 30% more calories than going forward.
Okay. Why did you start doing it in the first place?
Well, I started doing it in Fairview Park in spring 2009. I turned around to face the sun on my front. It was kind of spiritual. And I noticed the human fascination over it. People were fascinated and people loved it. So I said to myself, I'm just going to keep going. And then I Googled it after 3 or 4 goes of doing it and I discovered there's a world championship coming up in Austria in 2010. And I went there and got a gold medal in my second race.
Right. And was it a sprint? Was it a sprint or middle distance or what was it?
That was 3 kilometers, yes.
Yeah.
But I also did the 10K as well.
Right.
But they've got every distance at the World Championship from 100 and 200, just like the proper Olympics.
Yeah. And apart from getting the sun on your face, Garrett.
Yeah.
Did you feel any benefits in those early days of backward running?
Well, different muscles were getting worked out and others were getting rested. My tummy was getting a workout and my back was getting a break.
Yes.
If you go uphill backwards, walking or running, your quads will get worked out straight away. And the calves will get worked out if you walk or run backwards because you're constantly on your toes.
Aha.
So they're not easy muscles to work out.
No. Annette was on to us and she trained as a physiotherapist back in the 70s and she was saying that when she was doing her course, backward walking was one of the things that was suggested. So it relieves back pain, knee problems and can help with arthritis.
Surely, that's it. Bad back, as I say, walk back.
Yeah.
When you walk back, your chest is your shoulders are drawn back, so your chin is up, your chest is out, and your back is straight, and you're landing on your toes. It's almost like how we should walk forward perfectly. It's almost like how a model walks forward.
Yeah, yeah. You turn a few heads when you're out and about.
It's contagious. People want to try it, and want to do it, and want to know all about it.
Yeah.
It increases confidence massively. It makes you confident with your movement. Like, so it's good for old people to prevent them falling over. And
yeah.
Most dances, you go forward, then you go back.
Yeah.
If we must go forward all the time, then surely to God, we've got to go backwards some of the time. Just because you can't see behind you doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. The high jump.
Yeah. The way they flip the
Fosbury flop. Yeah. You can get more power jumping back than forward, and he discovered it, and he started jumping backwards essentially.
Mm.
And he got the gold medals.
And what about the cognitive benefits of it, Garrett?
Cognitive benefit, it engages the right brain. It works on the opposite side of the brain. It grows neural pathways in the brain because you're using brain energy. And you're using the whole brain to think about the exercise that you're doing. Your senses get engaged, unlike forward.
Yeah.
You can see two-thirds of what's behind you by looking to the side.
You've really thought about this. I'm just wondering, anything you do that's out of the normal.
Well, that's it.
Isn't that it?
That's it. It's like washing your teeth with your left hand.
Yes,
it's going to work on the opposite side of the brain. Yes, yes.
And you're just jolting yourself into a different way of thinking.
That's it. That's it. It's not that strange when you try it and do it and get going and do it on the beach or on the path.
Where are you at now with the backward running?
Well, we haven't had the World Championship. We haven't had the Retro World Championship since COVID.
Ah, yeah.
But I'll always do it, and I'll always be sharing the benefits of it.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a gardener.
Right.
Yeah, outdoors. Has to be.
Would you walk around the garden backwards? No.
You know, Ray, I do the barefoot running.
Yes.
I do the nature running over in UK, the 5K nature run every year.
I can see the benefits of that because, you know, you've read that book. I've read the book Born to Run.
Exactly.
Yes. And just as you were saying, that's the way we were meant to walk, run. Our ancestors wouldn't have had Nike or Asics or Brooke trainers, highly cushioned.
Yes.
They would have been running barefoot. And that's why we have so many bones and so many nerve receptors in our feet.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's very similar benefits to walking barefoot. You're landing on your toes. There's low impact.
Yeah.
It's a shorter stride.
Right. Right. It is fascinating. I'm glad I remembered that we spoke to you all those years ago. I think I raced you backwards down in office.
Did you in Letterkenny then?
Did I, right?
In Letterkenny, you came up and you did the charity event, the Run for Ray.
Yeah, yes.
And then in Buncrana, I met you in Buncrana just last year.
Oh, we didn't talk to you then, did we? No.
Just in the evening, we did, but we didn't do an interview. Telling me I should have rang ahead.
There's always the smart arses. Did he start running the marathon at the finish line or the start line? That's a huge achievement, Gareth. I know I said it to you at the time, but it's a huge achievement.
Jogging the marathon, Dublin marathon backwards.
Can I ask you about your legs and the shape of them? Are they shaped differently now?
Well, it does. It can. I've seen that in other retro runners at the World Championship that have been doing it, like German retro runners that have been doing it for a long time. Your calves get worked out.
Yes.
Like Steve Reeves gained 1.5 inches on his calf muscles, and he became Mr. Universe in California in the 70s because he did it in the soft sand. And your quads get bigger. If you're doing it uphill.
There you go. Anna's been on. Garage says, in LA in the 80s, I used to see lots of elderly men and women walking backwards around the parks.
Definitely. Yeah. Central Park in New York, they used to have a backward run every year.
Yeah.
Bo Jangles ran backwards against Jesse Owens for a charity event.
Right.
It's got a big history. Wrestlers, boxers, tennis players.
Do it.
Weightlifters have all done it.
Does it come with a health warning? Just be careful.
Just start it slow.
Yeah,
do it with a forward running guide or do it on the beach or in the park.
Yes.
Just walk.
Yes.
You don't need to do more than 5 minutes of it the first day.
And see how it goes for you.
That's it. Your confidence will go through the roof. You'll have a new perspective.
Gareth Doherty, four-time backward running world champion. Thanks so much for taking our call today. Thanks, Gareth. Great talking to you again.
Thanks, Ray. You too.
The Ray Doherty Show on RTE Radio 1.